Blog Talk Radio.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our horse all day long. Let's just kick this ball all day long.
Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Whoa! Whoa! Good job! Good job!
That's the way to make a play out there, buddy. Nice job.
Over Pirate 2, ready. 45, blast!
Yes, we're playing!
45, blast! Keep on playing at this level now, huh? Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We're going to be here all day, baby! Hang in there, little buddy. They're coming in.
The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring a quarterback.
Brown right, box two run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action.
I got a little something for you.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'd like to have 75 degrees and sunny all the time, too, but that's not football.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain?
We're going to play it through light and rain.
Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
This doesn't light your firemen. The pilot lights out.
This football team is coming into our place. We're standing in our way.
This is a game of the heart. Focus and finish.
A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
Somewhere in the world, someone's wondering what the heck is Vince doing and why is there the one for me playing in the background. Good Friday night. It's 10:04 in the, South Suburbs. We are coming live for the first time from this new gig. So if you hear an echo in the background, it sounds cool. I'm big, like a massive room. Because, well, it's pretty good size in here. Anyway, welcome once again. Welcome once again. again to the fastest 30 minutes in.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I'm glad you asked. My name is Vinnie Moore, born and raised in Galesburg, Illinois. I got to tell you something. Now that we all have it all sorted out in terms of the National Football League, the Green Bay took care of Chicago, Pittsburgh took care of the Jets. Again, I've admitted all year long I was a Bears homer, and I am excited about the future not only of my franchise, the Chicago Bears. I mean, look, how many of you listening or replaying this show honestly thought the Chicago Bears, when this season started, would go 11-5, would get as far as the NFC Championship game, and literally were on the comeback trail? Had our wonderful coaching staff, you know, had a little bit better success in some of their decisions making, there's really no telling where that game could have gone. But excited about the Green Bay Packers. I love Aaron Rodgers. They got a lot of talent on Green Bay. They're going to give Pittsburgh everything they've got. So, and the Steelers with Big Ben Roethlisberger, Hines Ward, and all the talent that's on that side of the field. We're looking for a great Super Bowl. Hopefully this is one for the ages. I'd love to see some, you know, just, you know, last-minute heroics by somebody, whether it's Aaron Rodgers to Greg Jennings or Aaron Rodgers to Donald Driver or Ben Roethlisberger to, you know, a Hines Ward or an Antoine Randall L. Or, you know, again, Santonio Holmes, sorry, buddy, you didn't get there. You left Pittsburgh to go play with the Jets thinking that they were going to be the odds-on Super Bowl contender. And 2 years in a row for the Jets. Bridesmaid, but not a bride. So, well, kind of sucks. But, oh, well, kudos to all of you that are joining us via the Internet. Again, Blog Talk Radio. There is no Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks tonight because, again, there's nothing to talk about. There's no football this Sunday. There's just all the hype around a game to be the first Sunday in February. So if you're going to the window to place a bet, or maybe you've got some tickets, or maybe you've got something going on that you want to share with everybody, that's fine. Take advantage of you know, the opportunities via the web, through Facebook, through the MySpace, through Twitter. Does anyone even use MySpace anymore? I mean, talk about a service that literally just fell off the mat. We've all went to Facebook, we've all gone to Twitter, and no one, and I mean no one, talks about MySpace anymore. Amazing. Anyway, 10:07 for your Friday night. We're going to get into everything that's going on in your sports world tonight. Great win by the Chicago Bulls tonight over the Orlando Magic. And again, for a team that is almost 18 games over 500, you've really got to commend what Tom Thibodeau has done with these upstart Chicago Bulls. It's nothing short of amazing. Jesus Christ, there's so much going on in this world. Anyway, as is always the case, let's get you going on your NBA tilts right now. Some of the finals in double overtime. Oklahoma City 124 over the Wizards 124-117. The Bulls, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, over Orlando 99-90. Again, it's always tough when, you know, the big man's down in the, down low, and Dwight Howard just holding it down. And the bottom line is the Bulls shot lights out. Boozer was great tonight. Derrick Rose, both of them had double doubles tonight. What can I tell you? You know, the leading scorer, Luol Deng. So the Bulls played a complete team game to get that win. Again, Orlando is one of the toughest matchups in the league, and the Bulls took care of business. That, if you recall the last time they played, Orlando blew the Bulls out by 29 points. Moving on, the Heat get a one-point victory, 88-87 over Detroit. The Nuggets take care of the Cavs, 117-103. Of course, these days everyone's taking care of Cleveland. Atlanta, 111-102 over the Knicks. Knicks are on a bit of a slide right now. Milwaukee, a 116-110 win over Toronto. Memphis, a 99-94 winner over Philadelphia. Indy, a 124-92 winner over New Jersey. Games currently in progress in the fourth quarter. Utah, 101-94 over Minnesota. Early on, Golden State's a 28-22 lead over Charlotte. The Lakers, a three-point lead over Sacramento in the just concluding the first quarter, 33-30. And Phoenix all over the Boston Celtics early, 30-16. But as we've all come to learn, takes four quarters of basketball. This, again, as we transition from football and all the NFL love, which really kind of is how this show started, we have the exciting times coming down the pipe with not only the NBA, but college basketball. I don't know if any of you guys have watched this, but college basketball this year has been really, really a lot of fun. I don't know how many people had even known that San Diego State was a top 10 basketball program, or that Brigham Young was a top 10 basketball program. You knew Ohio State was going to be good. You knew Duke was going to be good. You expected to hear from those guys. I don't know if you expected to hear from UConn in this way. Michigan State, no one expected them to be as bad as they've been at 14-8 now. Again, Michigan just lost to Michigan. Again, you think Michigan, usually you think football program, but Michigan used to have a very good basketball program. Can remember your Fab Five days with Jalen Rose and oh my God, Juwan Howard and all those guys, Jimmy Jackson. That was a lot of fun, obviously. But notwithstanding all that talk, the reality is things have dramatically changed. Tell you what, let's do something fun here. Let's go to NCAA basketball. Let's look at our current rankings right now. I'm going to run this down real quick now. Ohio State is number one in the country at 20-0. Pitt's number two right now at 19-1. Duke at three. The Dukies at third, 18-1. San Diego State was four. They were 20-0 until just recently. I understand they did get beat by Brigham Young. Connecticut's five at 16-2. Kansas is six. One loss drops you six spots. Wow. Texas is 16-3, but they're holding down at number seven. Villanova at number eight at 17-2. Syracuse, nine at 18-2 right now. And, of course, that's the AP Top 25. Now, on the ESPN USA Coaches Poll, a little bit different. Let's see. Ohio State 1, Pitt 2, Duke 3, San Diego State 4, UConn 5, Kansas 6, 7, Villanova. Villanova and Texas on a trade spot there. Texas comes in at 8. Brigham Young still 9 there. Syracuse, Texas A&M, Purdue, Missouri, Notre Dame, and Wisconsin round out the top 15. Going to be a lot of fun as we get closer to tournament time. Again, it is just about February starts next week, which means you're about a month and a half away from March Madness and all that fun tournament times. I don't know how many people are actually thinking Ohio State's going to run this thing down, but as history has shown us, just because you're number one doesn't mean you're cutting down the nets in the big dance. So don't be surprised. You're going to hear from Pitt. You're going to hear from Duke. And now that we know that San Diego State and Brigham Young are strong programs, you best believe you'll hear from them. Never count out Villanova. Never count out Kansas. And you certainly never count out, UConn. Just way too much talent on all those programs. Going to be a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this kid, the kid from Brigham Young that's been just lighting up the world. Let me get his name. And the last name's Fredette, and I don't want to. Jimmer Fredette, that's the young man. Look, if you don't do anything but replay the show and look up this kid's stats, they're absolutely amazing. Averaging roughly 27.4 points a game, about four assists a game. The bottom line is he's a senior going to Brigham Young. The last four games, this kid has averaged over 40 points. That's right, I did not stutter. 40 points. Well, let me give you the rundown. 36, 43, and 44. Okay? I'm not kidding. This kid is something special. Now, let me give you the games. Maybe that'll be a better idea of what this kid's pulling off. The San Diego State game, most losing 43 points. The Colorado State game, 42 points. The kid has played roughly 38 to 39 minutes a game. 14 out of 24 in shooting. So they're feeding the kid the rock. The bottom line is he's not missing. He's lighting it up. So you're going to hear some fun names, as is always the case in college basketball, players that you never, ever have heard of. Brigham Young plays at New Mexico tomorrow afternoon. So we'll all be kind of just – we probably won't watch the game, but we'll at least be paying attention to see exactly how that's going to go, how that's going to play itself out. So who's your pick for this year's Super Bowl? It's 10:13 on a Friday night, fast 30 minutes of sports. Look, you know me. I can talk your ears off about just about anything. But, again, I'd really rather would hear from you since, again, very few of you ever contact the show, but many of you play it back. I want to give you a chance tonight. The lines are open, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. I am Vinny Moore, coming to you live from the hollow space that is new fastest 30 minutes central out here in Richland Park. This place is immaculate. It's beautiful. It's big. And I feel like I'm in a big hall of some sort. I keep hearing me come back to me, which is amazing. So 10:14 on your Friday night, 15 more minutes to talk about anything you want to talk about in the world of sports. NFL news, of course, Jeff Fisher, I'll say leaving, but he and Bud Adams part ways. Again, really not sure exactly what the gist was. It was just a matter of, you know, people just deciding, hey, it's time to go a different direction. Nobody appears to be upset or mad or hindered or hurt by the whole thing. It just is what it is. So as long as you know, Jeff Fisher and his people are good, and you know, Bud Adams and his people are good, again, the atmosphere is cordial at Tennessee Titan headquarters. You could almost hardly tell Fisher was leaving. You know, as he spoke, he stood behind the podium thanking everyone in the building for before leaving, you know, with a simple hand wave. Again, Tennessee's top executive expressed their gratitude for the work over the years and then discussed how they're going to replace the guy. Again, the longest tenured coach in the National Football League. You know, again, for those of us who remember the 85 Bears, we remember Jeff Fisher. He had a Guppy, right? Wasn't that his nickname? Yeah, he had a quirky nickname. But the fact of the matter is he was part of the 85 Bears. And again, wasn't a great player, certainly a better coach than he was a player. But the reality is he's now gone from Tennessee. And so now the coaching swirl will start again. Will it be Cowher? Will it be Gruden? Brian Billick doesn't get a lot of love and a lot of attention these days, but still certainly a viable coach. Again, we'll see. For those of you trying to find out how to get to Dallas and see if you can get into the Super Bowl, good luck. Super Bowl 45. Ticket prices literally skyrocketing through the roof. What can I tell you? If you're that bold and you want to try it, good luck. I don't have that kind of courage, to be honest with you. I like having the peace and quiet and friends and family and great food around the house and put it on a big screen and enjoy the game. But just so an information, tickets for the February 6th game between Pittsburgh and Green Bay have an average price range of $2,100 to up to $8,000, according to Golden Tickets. They are readily available. Things have simply just started off pretty high, and they've gotten steady. Again, for those of you who can only imagine how this is with Pittsburgh and Green Bay, imagine how this might have been had it been two big markets like New York and Chicago. Had the Bears and Jets made the Super Bowl, imagine what the average price range of those tickets might have been. Absolutely horrifying. So if $2,100, $8,000 now, either some people are really pining for an instant classic, or the bottom line is we've just got more money than we've readily been able to admit to over the years. come on now. Recession, remember, hard to pay bills, people losing their homes, mortgages, and yet we're still finding this money to do all these entertainment things. Huh? God bless us. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have that our way. Hey, to each his own. 10:17, the fastest 30 minutes in sports rolling down the pipe. We've talked about college basketball. We've talked a little bit of NBA. We've talked the NFL. Of course, we always talk the NFL. We don't know any better. Let's give you a little baseball love. Guess what's around the corner? Pitchers and catchers are going to be reporting soon. For those of you in the Midwest, you know, you have some Cub love and some Sox love out there. I don't know exactly which team you're going to be leaning toward this year. I am a lifelong Cub fan. I humbly submit to you. I admit it. I am a Cubs fan. And I love Matt Garza. I love their move. I think Zambrano, who after the way he finished the season, gives the Cubs a boost. I don't know what kind of offense the Cubs are going to have this year. I think I'd be more concerned about the offense than their pitching right now. But, again, the White Sox, yeah, who knows? And I have to admit, I have not followed the Sox probably as well as I should have. But, well, maybe that's something I can work on over the next 7 days as we get closer to pitchers and catchers reporting and get closer to the springtime. Again, by the time we get into the thickness of March Madness, we're going to be talking about what's going on in coming out of winter ball, what's going on with training camps, who's in shape, who's not in shape. You know, are the Phillies an odds-on favorite? Are the Yankees an odds-on favorite? Are the Giants up for trying to repeat again? I mean, a lot of people think the Giants things were kind of laid up to them getting the Texas Rangers. I tend to go the other way on that. Are the Mets going to be better? Are the Rays going to start to truly dominate on the East? Are the Yankees going to take a step back? Is Boston good with some of the moves they made in the offseason? And look over your shoulder because here come the resurgent Baltimore Orioles. And again, the major leagues in the game of baseball, all kidding aside, Major League Baseball is a better game when the Baltimore Orioles are good. I said it. I stand by it and lock it down 10-19 on January the 28th, 2011, the day before my son Christian's birthday. I said the Baltimore Orioles make the Major League Baseball a better league. And I meant it. I stand by it. I'm Vinny Moore. That is part of the Fast Freedom of Sports. Again, if you got it, record it. Keep that in the archives. Play it back for me one day. It's 2011. Now, for most of you, maybe this is just another year, another day in the world. But for me, it hit me today as I was traveling down the road on my way here that it has been 30 years. It has been 30 years since I graduated from high school. And it only hits me because I can't imagine that I've actually gone 30 years in my life away from high school. Which means, I've gone through college now. You know, my father, you know, rest his soul, passed away back in the mid-80s. I've outlived my relationship with him during the time that he was here. I'm 48 years old, and it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, man, it's been 30 years. You're still here. You still got your thing going. Now, again, you know, sadly enough, not everyone that I graduated with is still with us today. But there are quite a few of us, and hopefully at some point later on this year, I'll share some more stories about you when we get together, have a reunion, and we'll do something later on, maybe sometime in the summertime, maybe down in the good old, grand old city that is Galesburg, Illinois. But for those of you that have no relationship with that, I just, you know, again, if you get a chance to reminisce about your high school days, hey, I'll tell you right now, I think that's a healthy thing to do. I really do. So, enough about that. Let's get back to sports. That's what we do. That's what we talk about. Anything else we need to concern ourselves with? Top class recruits. I mean, most of you really aren't watching that, but, you know, Alabama's 2010 class tops the loaded SEC recruiting class. So look for Alabama to get right back on top. There's also good news for those of us in the Midwest. Iowa, Illinois have great recruiting classes. A lot of people thought Purdue had a good recruiting class last year. Again, those guys are all freshmen, so we'll wait to see exactly how that does in the Big Ten. But actually, for a conference this year, while the SEC did well, I don't know that there was a better, more competitive conference this year than the Big Ten. And again, forgetting the Illinois-Northwestern game down at Wrigley Field when they could only play on 50 yards of the field, and that game actually counted, and Miguel LeShore went nuts on the field for 200-plus yards. Look, the reality is, both of these programs, all the programs in the Big Ten, should be much, much improved. Look for Indiana to be good next year as well. How did things kind of flesh out at the end of last year when all was said and done? We know Auburn won a national title. TCU winds up being number two in all the polls. Oregon, because of the loss, winds up being three. Stanford, four. Ohio State wound up five. Oklahoma, six. Wisconsin, it comes in at seven on the AP Top 25, Boise State seven in the USA Today poll. LSU joined eight across the board. So, you know, it's fun stuff across the board for everyone involved. We'll be anxious to see exactly how all this stuff plays out as we get ready for next year. And there's a lot of spring camps going on. As I look down the list, though, with TCU planning a move to the Big East, that's going to actually shake things up dramatically because now they are in a BCS conference. There'll be no more talk about, you know, who they had to play or their rivals. They're going to play the big boys. They're going to play with the big boys. They've always proven every single year these last few years that not only can they play, but they can be just about anyone they line up next to. So kudos for a program like that making this move. It's a bold move for TCU, but I'm excited, obviously, for all of us who really want to see them play in the big games. You don't want to see them nixed because of their conference, because of who they play. Yeah, I'm not hating on Oregon in any way, shape, or form. Oregon had a great run. And largely, they were in that game against Auburn. You know, they played less than what they were certainly capable of. Again, Auburn's defense was phenomenal. A lot of draft names came out of that for scouts in the NFL looking for who's going to be those first and second rounders from both of those programs. So you're going to see love for those programs. But moving forward, TCU, Stanford, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, LSU, they're going to start pouring some talent into the National Football League. But thankfully, you get some Boise States. You get a Mississippi State. You know, Missouri does get some love. You get some UCS, Central Florida. And again, you know, the NFL knows how to find its talent, does a great job doing so. I'm just excited that you're going to see some Tulsa, some North Carolina State back in the mix now at 25. Maybe you'll see some West Virginia back in the fray next year. So good stuff coming down the pipe. So I'm a little excited about all those things that can go on. It's 10:23. The Fast 30 Minutes, where, again, there are no VIN picks tonight because there's nothing going on in the Football League. As we move forward, though, we will start having some weekly picks regarding the NBA. We'll do some weekly things with Major League Baseball when that comes down the pipe. And there is talk. There is talk now of expanding this show to 1 hour. That's going to take a whole lot of effort. And, you know, we've sat down. We've had some conversations. We're going to have to continue to have some conversations because the bottom line is we got a lot to put together if we're going to make this happen. And it can't just be Vinny Moore. It's got to be you. Got to be you, the people out there that make all this possible. So 619-639-4747. Let me say it like a country. 639-4747. Area code is 619. You know, at some point, we're going to have to get us an 800 number. That's all there really is to it. So I want to look back just briefly at some of the things that we've done, accomplished. Again, we had a great year, obviously, making picks. We started to really suffer, though, down this. You know, the most recent stretch being the playoffs. we were terrible in the playoffs this year. I mean, we had the Bears, we had the Steelers, so we got one out of two there. Okay, we'll take that. But the reality is, we should have done a little bit better for you guys in the divisional rounds of playoffs, and we just didn't. So, my bad. Hope you didn't lose too much money on that. You know, charges to my head, not my heart. Anyway, you know, all things being considered, such is life.
And now, you contemptible harpy, I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny.
What did he say?
And now, you contemptible harpy, I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny.
That's what I thought he said. You gotta love people like that. They have nothing better to do except play things and interrupt me. All right.
Wake up, Leona. This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots. Wake up, Leona. This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
10:25. Well, I don't know what it's infested with, but I guess I'll be your idiot. 10:25 on a Friday night. The fastest 30 minutes in sports. I don't know what's on your mind, but right now what's on my mind is obviously getting some good food in my world. I see someone's brought me some Hawaiian punch. This is a good thing. I'm laying here, stretched all out in a very, very large high-def room with all these screens around me. Let's see. There's information from the world of golf, but we don't really talk much about golf now, do we? What to do with high-definition television? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, obviously, we've gone a bit high-tech here, and yours truly is going to have to make that adjustment. God, I feel old tonight. That's just not like me. Usually on point, usually doing everything we need, hitting my marks and everything. We're just not sharp. Winter X Games is going on right now. Again, you got your NBA love for tonight. Derrick Rose, double-double. Carlos Boozer, double-double. Dwight Howard, sorry. Came to Chicago, and they got back some of what you took from them. Feels good to be a Bulls fan tonight. Feels good to be a Bears fan after the season that they had. Feels good to be a Chicago Rush fan, the arena football team. Feels good to be a Cubs fan. Why? Because they haven't blown it yet. So, again, tonight's question for those of you who want to take something away with 2 minutes left in our show, who will be more likely to disappoint you moving forward? Will it be Jay Cutler next year or Carlos Zambrano this summer? Who is most likely to let you down, Carlos Zambrano or Jay Cutler? That's our question, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. It's cool. If you don't want to hit me tonight, that's fine. Just hit me on Facebook. Just look for VinLove1207. Send me a blur. Send me a blog. Talk to me. Let me know what's going on in your world of sports and life. I love you, as always is the case, and there's nothing you can do about it. My love to Leona. My love to all my peeps, my friends, my family. Again, it is January 28th. Oh, before I do, and I've left myself a nice fat window, I need to give a shout-out to who's a very, very intelligent young man who made a decision back in July to kind of take his life in a whole different direction. My son, Christian, turns 20 tomorrow. January 29th, 1991, this young man was born in this world. An eclectic young guy who basically stays to himself, does his own thing, answers to his own drum. And back in July of this past year, he made a decision to join the U.S. military in a time when most of us were, that would be the furthest thing from our mind, going into a situation where inflation was just very, very high about getting shipped overseas, whether it was Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever. And he took the bull by the horns and he came to me and came to my wife and simply said, "This is my decision and I'm going with it." And I can't tell you to this day how proud I am of that young man. And more, not so much for just making that decision, but for being able to stand by it, even despite the concerns and fears of family members and loved ones across the board, you know, so-called girls who had an interest in him. The reality was he made a decision. He stood by it, and he got through boot camp in the top of his class, went to his training, got to that in the top of his class, and now is on his first duty assignment. I can't tell you how proud I am to not only share this with you guys, but to just call myself his dad. Let me tell you right now, so for those of you that are even going to play this back, January 29th will always hold a place, not only because it's his birthday, but because every day I'm reminded of how talented and how blessed I am as a dad to have that kid as my son. All right? So, Christian Bush, happy birthday, man. I love you. All right, the last 15 seconds is all about you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. So here's what you got to do. Find someone to love, find someone to share things with, and get the hell out of here. Have a great Friday night. This is Vinny Moore, and this has been the fastest 30 minutes in sports.